What began as a casual social media interaction quickly spiraled into a devastating series of events that resulted in loss, incarceration, and ultimately a soul-deep journey back to faith. You'll hear the story today on The Bravehearted Woman. Hey, beautiful Bravehearts, it's Dawn Damon, Braveheart mentor and vision architect, and this is The Bravehearted Woman podcast. Here we talk all things mindset, health, goals, dreams, and habits for midlife women so we can design the second half of life as the best half of life. I know how scary it can be to arrive at midlife and find yourself stuck and unfulfilled. It's difficult to take brave steps that lead to transformation, but I've done it and you can too. Now I'm here to help you ignite the flame of your imagination so you can see what's possible. You can reach your goals and achieve all your dreams. Are you ready? Come on, let's get brave. Hi, Bravehearts. So glad to be with you again today. Well, we have a story for you today. My guest is an entrepreneur, an event organizer, certified trainer, nutritional coach with a deep passion for faith, transformation, and personal growth. You know, she fits right in here at The Bravehearted Woman. She's the author of the powerful memoir, Outside God's Umbrella, Journey from Darkness to Divine Light. Welcome, Kelly Jensen's Mensch. Hey, Kelly.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on, Dawn. I'm excited. I'm excited to share.
Absolutely. And I love what you said in the beginning. You love sharing your story because you get to testify of God's goodness and his deliverance. But you do have an amazing story. Tell us how the scroll started it all.
Yes, social media. So it's been a few years, but yeah, I was doing my business, traveling a lot, and I would use Twitter at that time, now it's X, as kind of a filler, kind of out of boredom and a little bit of connection, you know, because I just wasn't really home a lot. And so, yeah, I started using that as, just kind of a filler and connection, but connection with the wrong person, and just led down a dark tunnel.
Went down a very dark tunnel, it sounds like. And so you met someone online and you started dating that individual. Is that what happened?
Just a conversation, not dating per se. And it was just, you know, the casual, you know, out on the platform where everyone can see it. You know, he liked everything I liked. Oh, you like this? You like dogs? Oh, you like, and it's like, oh my goodness, this person has so much in common with me. And then the conversation went into the messaging, you know, the private messaging. And we were talking in the messenger for, I don't know, maybe 3 months or so. And then he had suggested, oh gosh, we should really meet up.
Ah, and so then did you finally meet up in person?
I did. Okay. And again, I wasn't looking for anything romantic. I was just, you know, maybe a friend to have dinner with, just a connection. And again, we had so much in common, it seemed like. And after meeting up with him, it just, spiraled down a wrong path. And yeah, like they say, 30 seconds, something can change, your life can change. Well, mine did. And it ended up where a person had died that evening. And I woke up in a nightmare, and I was the the prime suspect of this death. And yeah, you have to read my book for more information, but and how it went. But just not in a million years did I think that I would be in trouble. A person had died. You know, I was just looking to have a conversation and dinner, and it just went real south real fast.
Oh my goodness, such intrigue. And so just a follow-up question for that, the person that you met online, is this the person who then became dead that night, or?
No, he did not. We had both of our cars at this meetup spot. And so I don't know if I was driving my car home or not from our meetup, but it's totally wiped from my mind. I don't know what happened, but he was there. I was there. And then there was a person that was on the street, and it was a dark, rainy night, and my car was on the scene, and I clipped him. I, you know, I killed this person, and I'll have to learn again more about that. I don't really want to get into that right now, but
Sure. Yeah. Wow. So, what an incredible story. And again, we look forward to reading your book. But did you find any red flags along the way? I mean, one of the things that you say is that you want to help women who might be just brushing off red flags. What advice would you give someone who's doing that?
listen to that inner spirit, what we would call the Holy Spirit. And at that time, I would say that, well, I believed in God, in Jesus, and I was religious, but I wasn't really walking under God's umbrella. I did not have that true relationship with God. And so I did have a tiny gut check when he met me at a park. His picture that he sent to me online did not match when he got out of the truck. I'm like, wait a minute, he looks a lot older. We exchanged pictures. We never talked on the phone, which was another red flag. We should have talked on the phone. So I had that gut check, and there were some other things. He was a little goofy. We were playing fetch with my dog, and at that time, I should have just said, okay, hey, great to meet you. I'm gonna go home now. But he had suggested that we go across the street and get snacks, beverages, or whatever. And I, being nice, I thought, okay, this can't hurt. But that gut check that I had initially, I should have went with it. And there's, you can be a nice person, but don't do it to a default. So yeah, red
And we do
flags.
that. Yeah,
Yeah.
we do that as women sometimes. Not all women. I don't want to generalize, but oftentimes, we, because of our nurturing sense about us, we don't want to hurt someone's feelings. We want to be nice. We want to believe the best. And, someone can look real spiritual online, can't they? But could
Oh,
be really
yeah.
far from God. What did you discover about that?
Just, yeah, to a lot of red flags, as I, went through this journey, which included being incarcerated, just looking back and, don't trust people so willingly. Everybody's putting their best foot forward, right? So we don't see all the B reels of, of who that they really are. We're always wanting to put our best foot forward and look great. And, of course, like the picture, he gave me an old photo of himself, and somebody that's too eager to really want to rush a friendship or relationship, there's nothing wrong with just really talking and getting to know somebody. And the in person, it's nice that we at least a video. I didn't have that option back then, or if I did, I didn't know about it, but something like this, and just really getting to know them, and maybe doing a little background check, if you're gonna be and there's always to do that. And just, yeah, the transparency again, just really having a strong gut check, and now that I do have a relationship with God, I check, he's my gut check. Before, even getting on this podcast today, I counsel with him and, just let his words, work through me. Let God tell his story through me of how he used me. So, yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Well, so insightful. And today we know more about the dangers of social media. It can seem so innocent at first, and you're so right. We can make ourselves look like anything online. We can be whatever. We can live in a fantasy world. People live in a fantasy world. They can present themselves as something that they're not. So today we know much more about the danger, but there may still be people and women who are listening to this that might not know. What you just said is so important. Verify, trust, find ways to make sure. Because that innocent looking person, that could be a danger. It could be a doorway to your life spiraling out of control. Yes?
Yes, for sure. Yeah. And I know that my story is pretty extreme, but it only takes a little inch of that door to open, and you just don't know where it's going to go. You really have to be certain in your spirit that it's the right thing, or tell people where you're going. Hey, I met this person. Have a good, crew around you, strong people that are just like, maybe that would have said, are you sure you want to do that? or let me go with you, So
Yeah.
yeah, a lot of lessons here learned, but and this has happened many years ago. I know that, yeah, people don't take this online stuff, at face value. Just really human interaction's the best interaction, and face to face, and also just really knowing in your spirit, if something's off. Just knowing
Yes.
that. And at that time I was a little lonely, right? And we all look for human connection. And so that was kind of my way to fill that loneliness, was being online, seeking relationship, or not a relationship, but friendships
Sure.
that way. And again, I wasn't looking for anything romantic. That was not my reason to meet this person up, but
That's really great. I'm glad you said that because I think loneliness clearly makes us vulnerable. And when we're lonely or in that position where we feel a little isolated, it feels so fun to meet a new friend or to fill that void. And so great words of wisdom there. But eventually, then you hit rock bottom. I mean, this had to have brought you to rock bottom. How did God start to rebuild your life? Where did you go from there? I guess when you're at the bottom, you can cry out to God, right? You can only look up.
Oh yeah, and God is so good. He brought people into my life to protect me. I mean, I was going somewhere that I'd never thought in a million years I would go. A entrepreneur, got rocking businesses going, got great friendships, great family, had a lot going for me. I was scared. I was scared, very scared. But then he would put people in my life, and throughout my book too, it was kind of like God connecting these people from my past that just kind of stepped up, like these angels that would step up at that time to guide me through this process. And I had to go forward. I mean, I had two choices, right? Either, stay down in the valley and cry and have a lot of pity, or run away. But I'm like, nope, I got to do this. I got to go forward. So I felt him just pulling me along, and more I was then trusting the Father, trusting him, that he was leading me to the right place, and for my good. At the time I was just like, yeah, I mean, there was one moment where I was just like, would it be better if I was the one that got killed? And obviously there's this whole other family and this person that's no longer here, and I think about them all the time. But you have to move forward. You
Yes.
have to move forward. And, God works everything out for our good, right? Something so tragic and bad where I thought my life was over. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna lose everything. And I did. I kind of got stripped right down,
Yeah.
and then had to figure out, okay, who am I now? Who is my identity found in? And to me, that's Christ. It's Christ, to make me know. Okay, this is who I was back then. This is me, the stripped down process, and this is me now. And that's why I'm telling my story, because I know God wants someone out there to hear this. And really, I'm not proud of this.
Yeah.
I could have just pushed this aside, and it
Sure.
just like, okay, people forget about this. But I just felt that God wanted me to tell this story for someone or someone's. There's just many lessons. Many lessons.
Yes. Well, thank you for being brave and telling your story because you're right. It is going to help someone. I do actually know of another woman who also struck a pedestrian and they lost their life. The amount of guilt and shame that you're tempted to carry and that the enemy wants to keep on you and you lose your voice for a while and you were incarcerated. I don't know how long that was, but I can imagine stripped down to everything. But when you say that you lost your identity and who am I really now? Do you have the same testimony that a lot of us have where we say, you know, I thought I had a good life and I would never go through this again, but how God has rebuilt that identity makes it, can we even say worth it? Or at least his restoration is so good, it's hard to grieve that we went through that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's made me stronger. And I mean, there was a lot of things about the person that I was so caught up in what like people thought of me.
There went that.
That went, and a people pleaser, and again, that nice. I mean, I'm still some of that, but I've learned to be stronger. I've learned to draw boundaries. It's not all about Kelly. It's not all about like Kelly's this. She's great. I was identifying with all those things that the world gives us. And I'll tell you, it is like 100% better to identify with Christ and the rewards that he gives you. The things that you can't buy, the places you get that through Christ, the peace and the forgiveness, the freedom. I'm free from all that stuff. I'm free. I'm stripped down, and he's rebuilding me. He's going to be working on me until the day I die. And it's a process, and I am not perfect. I'm not perfect, and God's going to be working on me every day, every day.
Yeah, amen. It is a process, and that's an important word for us to all remember that it's not an overnight thing. It is a daily and a consistent working of God's grace and us being willing to take those brave steps and be disciplined and listen and pay attention to God's voice and His direction in our life. And at some point, God directed you, I believe, the Holy Spirit began to stir in you to write this book outside God's umbrella, A Journey from Darkness to Divine Light. Tell us, what was the writing process like for you? Yeah, I bet.
I'm not a writer. I actually was at a conference for fitness. So I'm a fitness coach and nutritional coach. And there was a gentleman there for self-publishing. And again, it was like a divine meetup. He had happened not to have any appointments at that time. His schedule was filled, and I walked by, and we were from the same hometown, and I'm in a different state. And I said, "Hey, I wanted to say hi." And he's like, "Well, come on, sit down." I'm like, "Oh, I thought you were busy. No, no, sit down." And then he says, "Are you going to write a book?" I'm like, "No." I just wanted to say hi, be friendly. And he's like, well, he goes, "I'm sure you have some stories." I'm like, "Oh yeah, I have a few stories." And he goes, and it just came, that spirit rose in me. He goes, "Can you tell me one?" I said, "Sure, I'll tell you one." And in a nutshell, I told him what had happened to me, and his mouth dropped, and he's like, "You gotta tell that." And I'm like, "Why would I tell that?" He goes, "What if you could help people?" And it was like this light went off, because I had no inkling to write a book. Again, I am not a writer, and here I am. I went to a fitness concert, but or a conference, but I walked out with a publishing contract. So that's how that all came about. But that was a God thing. This happened to me years ago, and I'm just like, that's done. I'm moving forward, and so definitely a God thing. I mean, it's not a coincidence. This guy was from the same hometown as me, in a different state. I'm at a totally different, fitness, writing, no, that was God just like, "Okay, here you go, Kelly. Keep on moving."
Yeah, it's so cool how God orchestrates everything and those divine surprises. I mean, that's you can't say that wasn't God. You run into this person, you walk out with a contract. Incredibly cool. That's what life is like when you live under the umbrella of God. Your
Amen.
title of your book is Outside the Umbrella. How would you describe now the difference between outside the umbrella and under the umbrella?
It's again having that peace and that security, knowing that you're not truly alone. Like, God is right there with you. I just felt so alone before. Again, lonely. I was looking for some kind of connection, and I had it all. I mean, I had a very great career, friends, I'm traveling all over the place. Things were, worldly, they were good, but inside I was dying. But God can give you that freedom, that security. And instead of going to social media, I go to God. I go to God now and in prayer, and have that daily connection with Him. And He has opened up so many doors, and His ways are higher, right? And they're not like how you think things are going to happen. And it's, you could be at the grocery store and there's a connection or something, and you're like, "What?" But a heightened awareness of the Holy Spirit, like just working, like, okay, this is your next step. This person here, this person's going to get you over here. And I feel, does that mean that, bad things don't happen to good people? They do. They do.
They
And
do.
it's who you go through the fire with and who is with you. I am under the Almighty's umbrella. I'm walking under his umbrella now. And before I was outside that. And again, without God in my life, I can't do life alone because that proved to not be the wrong track. I need God.
Amen. The book is called Outside God's Umbrella: Journey from Darkness to Divine Light. Kelly, where can they find your book? Because we all want to read it.
It's on Amazon, so yep, check it out. This is what it looks like. So cool little cover there. It's a very
Beautiful.
short read, but yeah, Amazon, just go look it up underneath my name or Outside God's Umbrella.
We'll
Yeah,
provide.
share it. I think I mean, it's a good book for everyone, not just women. I mean, these things happen to men too, or say college age kids, or you're, at a party or at an establishment where there's drinks, and it's just good, So social media, beware of who you hang out with, where you're at. And just, yeah, loneliness, dating, there's a lot of categories that this book hits. And I just want to make sure that it helps someone, and that's why I wrote it. You don't get rich being an author. It's more of a mission for me
It's a
to
ministry.
get this out and just help someone or someone's.
Yes. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for that point that this isn't just a women's issue. It's a men's issue too, because life happens to both of us. And it's important that we remember, because as a survivor of abuse, we think of women being abused, but men are abused, sexually abused, and wounded as well. So thank you for that point. Hey, what would you say to the brave-hearted woman in this case who is listening and who might feel like what they've gone through, it's just too much and they can't recover?
You can recover. I was in that point where I mentioned earlier, where it's just like, why am I still here? Like, what do I have to look forward to? I was so, full of shame and guilt, and just like, I don't know what's next. There is a next. There is a what's next if you're walking under God's umbrella, because He will just lift you up. He will fill you full of peace and freedom. And we're all chosen. We're all chosen. We all have a path, and God designed you for a very special reason. Yeah, there is hope. So keep on walking forward under God's umbrella.
Amen. Thank you for being with us, Kelly. We so appreciate you, and we're so thankful for God's redemptive process in your life. Hey, Bravehearts, if you're struggling with identity and you'd like to grow in that, you'd like to expand your identity and really truly dive into who God says you are, take the 7-day identity challenge. You can find that at my website, braveheartedwoman.com. And also, you can find more about Kelly at Jansen's Mensch or what's goblackdoggo.com.
That's my website. So Go Black Dog Go, that's my event website, but I have a page for my authorship and where to get the book, etc. Otherwise, you can find me on most socials under Kelly da Jansen's or Kelly Jansen's Mensch.
And we'll have all those links for you in our show notes, so make sure you click on those. Wonderful to be with you and all of you brave hearts. I'm going to leave you like I always do. Is this your moment to find your brave and live your dreams? Hey, thanks for hanging out with me today and igniting your brave. Trust me, you'll never be the same. Now, for my free gift, make sure you click the link in our show notes. And to find out more about me, my books, or my amazing coaching course, visit braveheartedwoman.com. If you found help in this podcast, please like it, follow, and review me. It helps get the word out and up those algorithms so more amazing Bravehearts can find this message. You can also share it on your social media platforms or with someone you know who can really benefit. You can find my latest book, The Making of a Brave-Hearted Woman, Courage, Confidence, and Vision in Midlife, on Amazon and all the usual suspects. All right, this is Dawn Damon, as always, saying, find your brave and live your dreams.